a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for staying with us, everyone. Robert, Mary here with you again for more of our World Travel get-together as we kick it up a notch with Emma Willigasi this segment. First, however, a brief word about AMA Waterways River Cruises.
One of the most anticipated events in river cruising this year is the debut of the new AMA Magna that's coming in May. And if you're interested in experiencing this new type of river cruise, be sure to book your travels now. You can find out all about this tremendous new ship on the AMA Waterways website. This ship is going to redefine how travelers cruise on the Danube, and they're offering an array of different itineraries for you.
You know, they are, Mary, absolutely. At AMA Waterways, they also have a new ship coming on the Douro River in a few months as well. And right now, they're offering free round-trip airfare to Europe on select 2019 sailings, as well as a special two-for-one offer on select Mekong River cruises. There are other specials as well you can check out that might be right for you. So just go to AMAWaterways.com or check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Our guest for today's showcase segment doesn't need much of an introduction. Emeril Lagasse is certainly well-known around the globe from his television shows. He's a respected top celebrity chef, as well as an author, a restaurateur, and more. To maximize our time with Emeril today, since he's holding on the show hotline, let's get right to him.
Well, it's nice to make this connection with you, Emeril. Mary and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate your time today. So, Emeril, listen, we invited you on the program today because, you know, we were recently scrolling through some programs on Amazon Prime and happened to cross, by accident, Eat the World with Emeril Lagasse. So let's start there. Would love to know what prompted you to marry your passions for food with travel to create the program.
Well, I think that travel is extremely important. It's sort of like an open education book. The show intrigued me because of not only being with friends, colleagues, but going to places with them that they were familiar or maybe not so familiar with, to explore and learn about the culture, the people, and of course the food. So it was a great experience. It started in Italy with Nancy Silverton.
Mm-hmm.
Each show had a different mission that we were going to. This particular mission was finding a guy by the name of Franco Pepe,
absolutely.
Who is considered to be the world's greatest pizza maker, and what makes his pizza so special. And so that was the mission for that show. Went to Korea with Danny Bowen, went to Spain with Jose Andreas in his hometown, ending up in Barcelona.
Right.
And then we went to China.
Yeah, you had Mario Batali with you in China. That was a fun show.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Yeah. Great show. And the mission there was, you know, soup dumplings. I went to Cuba with Arun Sanchez, mm-hmm. which was a great experience as well. So the whole thing was about traveling these places. And really what happened is what I believed for 30 years. And that is that if you can understand the culture, and if you can understand the people, because the culture will make you understand the people, then you can understand the food. And I have had that philosophy for more than 30 years, referencing it to Louisiana.
Right.
About the culture there, the people, and of course the food.
Emeril, I'd like to touch on that. New Orleans, of course, I think a lot of us are certainly very familiar with all of your great work in restaurants there. And I could certainly ask you this question about a lot of your businesses, but I want to keep it specifically to your work as a top chef. I would really like to know, when you meet with your culinary teams in your restaurants, what is most important to you that you get across to your teams for the guest experience and the traveler experience when they come to your restaurants?
Well, you know, I started something, Emeril's will be 30 years old this March. And from day one, we always had what we call a pre-meal or a pre-service meeting. And in that meeting, we talk about, it's really about education. We talk about the guests and the guests coming in that evening. We talk about food. We talk about what's special. We talk about service, and we talk about mixology and, of course, wine.
Mm-hmm.
The point of getting not only on the same page so that we're all facing the same show that night, but it's really about taking care of the guests. and having the knowledge to take care of the guest. So these days our menus change pretty much every day. We are pretty much either sea to table or farm to table for the most part. We do import certain things at certain restaurants, i.e. like truffles,
right,
truffle season,
mm-hmm,
etc. But it's also important to understand the soil and understand where these products are actually coming from. So 30 years ago, the picture was a little bit different because we sort of had to bring in or import, if you will, products, ingredients from other places. Then we started a farm cooperative locally in Mississippi, and that really started the foundation of where we are and who we are today.
I want to ask you, Emeril, a few years ago I spent some time with a successful chef from a restaurant in South Beach. She appeared on Top Chef. I found it interesting when she shared some secrets into dissecting menus at restaurants. Essentially, in a nutshell, what she said was that items kind of appearing at the top of a menu, they provide kind of the greatest profit to a restaurant, while items appearing lower on the menu, they offer the least amount of profit, if you will. The daily specials are also high profit items for restaurants. I've always wanted to ask, you know, chefs, I've never had an opportunity to do that, so I'm going to ask you, is that true from your knowledge and experience?
Well, there may be a lot of people maybe that are operating like that with more gross margins. Excuse me. In my restaurants, we don't, and my chefs, my general managers, they're not trained that way. They're actually trained to cost out, buy ingredients,
okay,
to make a total dish, and then, you know, to have a certain percentage across the board. There are things like, example, there are things like domestic lamb. For the longest time, we were known for our Colorado lamb. We had a rack of lamb on the menu at Emeril's, but it just got so darn expensive that we couldn't afford to have gross margins and really, in a sense, kind of losing money just to have a rack of lamb on the menu.
That makes sense.
So
yeah,
then we have to get together as a think tank and think about other things and other parts of the lamb that we can use that would still be a great experience for the guests, mm-hmm, but not costing the guests $65 for a rack of lamb. I couldn't do that.
Right, right. Interesting. So, Emeril, I do want to ask you about Mardi Gras briefly. So I do want to note your restaurants.
Yeah, we can't have Emeril on the show and not talk New Orleans.
Go back to New Orleans for a second. So you have NOLA, Emeril's Delmonico, Emeril's New Orleans, and Merrill, of course. So in about six weeks, Mardi Gras is coming to New Orleans. And for our listeners around the country, I'm sure many are planning on attending. What's Emeril's recommendation for New Orleans?
Yeah, I don't think there's anyone better to give us advice.
We have to get that from you.
Well, beside my restaurants, there are things in New Orleans that people can do that doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be fine dining or white tablecloth. You know, of course, there are you know, great places like Commander's Palace,
mm-hmm,
Bryson's, Susan Spicer, Donald Link's restaurants. So the variety of restaurants is incredible in New Orleans. The dining scene right now is, it's really sort of out of control. I don't quite remember the exact numbers, but one of my writer friends told me that a little over 10 years now, Hurricane Katrina, we had about 700-800 restaurants in the city of New Orleans.
Right.
Keep in mind that the population is not very big. However, now it's over and close to 1,600 restaurants.
Wow.
Think about that.
So, wow.
Yeah, and the population is lower. So the variety of people traveling to New Orleans, come open-minded, have fun, do a little research, do a little homework, and you're going to have a great, great time.
Well, listen, New Orleans, great city. We love it, and we know it's so special to you. Emeril, very nice to speak with you today. We really appreciate it. Best wishes with all of your enterprises. Hopefully you'll come back again at some point, and happy travels to you, okay?
I would love to come back, and thanks for having me.
Take care, Emeril.
Thank you so much.
All right, we could have done the entire show with Emeril.
I hope he comes back.
Note to our producers, next time maybe Emeril's going to get the full hour, we'll have to see. Folks, a reminder, you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, but we hope you'll stay right where you are, as there's a lot more RM World Travel ahead, and we're going to get to it right after these sponsor messages.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.